The markets with me is Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
We have a weaker tone here this morning on the grain markets. We are down for the week and have had really some pretty significant losses for the week here in all three, soybeans, corn, and wheat. Let's look at where we're at right now. On September corn, we're at 395 3/4, down 7.5. December corn, 405 3/4, down 8. August beans, 999 1/4, down 10 3/4. And November beans, 971 1/4, down 9 1/4. And on the wheat, we're 513 1/2, down 8. And March wheat is, or December wheat is 521 1/4, down 7 1/2. We have some, the crude oil is up just a hair here. We're, right now we're about unchanged at 48.40 on the September crude oil. And the U.S. dollar is a little bit stronger here this morning. I think there are several things. Of course, the weather you just heard, the weather is pretty much improving, I guess, from what we had earlier in the month of June and early July. Below average precip, average temperatures for the plains over the next 11 to 16 days and for most of the Midwest. There may be a ridge out in the plains coming in, as you heard. I think another factor here that we're seeing this week, there was some talk about Brazil corn coming into the United States here. We did have some sales announced this morning. That doesn't seem like that's helped the markets any here. And if you just look at the overall new crop export sales, they're down pretty significantly from the prior year. We're down about 52% on soybean sales for the new crop and down about 35% on corn sales. We just aren't competitive in the world at this point in time. A couple other items here. The USDA will have a cattle on feed report this afternoon. Expectations are for a little bit higher feed, cattle on feed, about 101.4% is the average guess. I guess overall at this point, I'm not sure that there's a lot of rally potential without some kind of a fundamental change. Maybe that's the August report, but the downside should be fairly limited, I believe.
All right, Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, thanks for joining us.